This is 1UP Network Radio. This is 1UP Yours. It's the first day of E3 on Wednesday the 10th. This is John Davison. Garnet's not here today. He's off seeing Gears of War on the Microsoft booth. So I have Luke and Jeremy, and from Radio PM, we have Joe Rubicki here.
Hello.
So today we're going to talk about the three big booths. We sent our army out to go and check out all the games today. So we're going to try and do 10 minutes on each, starting with Sony. Joe, you work for OPM. Do you want to start?
I would love to. Sony's booth, it's very large. It's right behind me. It's has several playable PS3 games, actually, including the very surprisingly controllable Warhawk.
I played that for a little while last night, and I'm kind of into it. I almost didn't want to be.
Yeah, the Tilt controller works astonishingly well. In fact, I learned in our little one-on-one Warhawk meeting that the Tilt controller actually is more sensitive than the analog stick.
Really?
Yes.
Because it's kind of weird, because I did find myself reaching for the analog sticks a lot.
Well, they said that in the final game, what they're hoping to do is actually use both. So you'll use the analog sticks to, like, look around.
Yeah.
And
maybe
switch targeting and stuff.
That's strange.
They said they have a prototype running and it works really cool.
Well, it's good that they do, because apparently nobody else in the entire place knew that thing was coming out. I was talking to some guy, the guys that did Dark Sector for Digital Extremes, and they were like, first we knew. We didn't know. We've been working on a game for over a year.
Yeah.
And that seems to be echoed by everybody right now.
They apparently had some prior notice, but didn't actually know that they would be announcing it today, so they just kind of guessed. And this is what they said. They put together a prototype that ran with the Tilt controller on the chance that they would, in fact, announce it today.
Wow.
Or announce it on Monday. And they did, so that's what they put out on
the board. Did either of you two try it?
No, I didn't get a chance to try it yet today.
No, I kind of have a religious thing against new consoles. They're expensive, and I wait until they're a little seasoned before I really start getting excited about them.
He means all the bugs have been fixed.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. The controller stops sucking ass. The software starts being worth playing. That kind of thing.
I like Jeremy a lot.
Yeah. So have you seen any... Did you go to the Sony booth at all today?
I went to the Sony booth real quick just to sort of walk around and... I wanted to get to play Field Commander. I know, because everyone, you've talked about it.
Yeah, it's
times,
awesome.
And everyone has talked about it, and there's a huge
line.
It's
not a good show game.
No, definitely not.
But Resistance actually works pretty well for a couple of minutes, although it is Half-Life, as far as I can tell. I mean, right down to the little scuttly creatures, and I mean, it's got nice physics and some cool graphics, but it's, you know, it's very Half-Life 2.
I hope to get to Sony on Friday.
Okay.
That's when I think I'm going to get to Sony for reals.
What else are they showing? Heavenly Sword, Goddess of War.
Goddess of War, yeah. It's really pretty, and it's really fun, and it is pretty much God of War. I mean, it feels very similar. But it's cool, you know? I mean, it's fun and pretty. And
can you hear the energy in his voice?
You only see one level, and it's in a very small arena.
Did you talk to anyone about it? Because you can't tell from the demo that they're showing if it's all arenas like that, where people are jumping off a wall and beating the crap out of you, or if it is going to be like God of War, where you're running around.
I couldn't find anyone to ask. Does anyone else know? Has anyone talked to anybody? No.
Was it $650 good?
No.
That's the question.
I haven't seen anything that's $650.
Yeah, that's
$660. Remember, $60 for software.
Yeah, with tax,
has that been established?
With tax, you're pushing the purchase up to $700 for one game.
I will say this. This is something else that I learned today that I don't really understand why I didn't learn this on Monday. Sony is a Sony spokesman officially announced that the PS3 will support external hard drives, will support external flash readers, all that, like, USB stuff.
Right.
That comes in the higher-end model, you can add on at will in the lower-end model, except HDMI, which is the main reason I want the high-end model.
Yeah. Someone made a point yesterday, I think, that, you know, it's not really hurting Microsoft that they don't have HDMI, but they're not really pushing the 1080p thing.
Yeah, but again, I mean, I don't think there's any games here in 1080p. I mean, Warhawk is definitely not. They said that they're not even going to try.
Right.
They can't... 1080p, the increased processing power required to do it won't let them do the kind of stuff that they need to do.
Right.
And I asked him if that was like a hard ceiling, or, you know, if it's like, okay, if you wanted to do 1080p, then you can't do, I don't know, normal mapping or pixel shading or some other phrase that I don't understand the meaning of. And they said no, that wasn't the case, but they knew that at this point in the game they could not make the game look as good in 1080p as they could in 720. So,
how long do you think it's going to be before people actually own, like a decent percentage of gamers actually own TVs capable of 1080p?
I don't think anyone, I think it's only going to be geeks that want the highest resolution.
Yeah, basically. I was talking to a developer yesterday who has a, or, you know, who works for a publisher with a game on PS3, and his basically feeling was that 1080p isn't going to be really a living room standard until like 4 years from now. By that time, we're going to be clamoring for the PlayStation 4. Right. So
yeah.
It kind of seems like it's something they've just added because it seems like...
You can get a 720p TV for a reasonable price now, and it's fine. It looks great.
1080p is coming down, though. I mean, there's... I know Westinghouse makes a 1080p model that's under $2,000.
Right.
And it's only like $200 more than their 1080i model of the same size. It's an LCD, but...
You know, so the, what else? There's three on PS3 that we've tried. Is there anything else? The F1's there, but it doesn't really look that great.
Madden, which looks really bad.
Yeah. I didn't see that
think
yet.
I think it's just way too early, but it really looks pretty unpleasant. I know there's something else. Oh, Gundam is playable.
Oh, God, I played that last night. It's terrible. It's so bad.
Yeah.
Like, you can't see when you're shooting and you're sort of lumbering. It's like typical fucking big, stonking mech game boredom.
Sure is pretty, though.
I didn't even think it was
awful
that
pretty.
You think it's pretty?
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, and you can play GTHD upstairs, which is, as everyone expected, GT4 with a higher resolution. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
The energy in the room for PS3 really high. Should we move on to something else? Let's talk about Microsoft. Who went to Microsoft today?
I did. Richard Lee and I went to Microsoft.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's like misleading to say we went to Microsoft because we went to Microsoft to see all the stuff that was on the show floor, and all the stuff everyone wants to hear about is behind closed doors.
Oh, really?
So today after the podcast, I'm off to Mass Effect. Garnet's at Gears. Matt Leon's doing Too Human, but Too Human is playable on the show floor.
Yes.
And that's one thing I wanted to talk about was, what?
I wish Shane was here because I wanted to give him a hard time about the thing you wrote for EGM because I think he was playing something else because he was like, no, dude, it really does look like that. No, it doesn't.
And it runs great. Like, I was playing today and I was like, looked at the guy.
Apparently
there,
they've spent the last 5 years remaking Contra.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was like, why is this game not running right? Is this a bad version? Is mine broken? Like, so then other stuff that I looked at was Chrome Hounds, which is this mech game.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
Sega.
Kinda,
Sega, right?
Yeah, it's Sega. And that's kind of how I felt about, like, what you were talking about, Gundam. It was like slow, sort of plotty mech stuff. It just wasn't really for me.
Did you see Crackdown?
No, Richard did Crackdown. I did Prey and Shadowrun.
I am not down with Crackdown.
No.
Yeah. It looks kind of strange.
Richard did it for a reason.
Yeah?
Yeah. Shadowrun, a lot of people have sort of been hating on a little bit. A lot of people have said, you know, even Garnet has said he didn't think it was particularly good. And it doesn't look particularly good, but I like the stuff that they're introducing as far as balancing the game. Like,
yeah.
I like the different abilities, and it sort of creates... There's a lot of different dynamics that they're trying to achieve, and until we get a real good glimpse of it, you know, as a final game with people playing rather than bots, I just played to get with bots instead of, like, waiting in lines.
Prey looked nice,
but I wasn't... I didn't like the way the other guys animated, and what I really like about Prey is that it opens up the space of the game because you can walk on the walls and like climb the ceilings sort of via these tracks.
Yeah.
So your rooms are actually like legitimate 3D play spaces for a shooter, and I like that.
Yep.
But the living, breathing weapons thing was kind of, I didn't really care for it, and I wasn't blown away.
Anything you were blown away by?
I'm hoping Mass Effect in like 45 minutes.
Shu called me for like 2 minutes in the hall and he said, you gotta go see Mass Effect. It's like, could be game of the show. So, I mean, people came out of the press conference wondering why they'd only shown like a 10-second glimpse of it, but apparently it's like, it's really awesome. I was trying to think what else was on their booth that looked really nice.
Madden looked okay. The Madden and
looked better than the PS3 game, definitely.
I wouldn't like levy the sights at Sony for having a crappy looking Madden because last year's Madden on Xbox 360
was
pretty rough too.
Yeah, Sonic looked nice. Very fast. Milky says it's too fast.
Sonic,
Milky's too old. If it's too fast, you're too old.
I've heard from a lot of people that it was too fast. I wanted to mention one thing that I did really like, and I had to check my notes to remember it, which I don't know if that speaks particularly well. Was Lost Planet. That game's really cool.
Yeah.
I really like it.
It looks a lot... If you've seen the video on that they had on Xbox Live, didn't really do it justice.
Yeah, well, like, you can get the demo that you're playing here on Xbox Live, I guess, right now.
Right.
And if people haven't, they definitely should check it out.
Yeah, like, it looks really nice.
You're, like, playing Storm Shadow from G.I. Joe in the winter with guns and bugs. And I like awesome. It. I'm into that.
Did you look at the PC stuff as well?
No, I didn't get over to the games for Windows section yet.
Hellgate is really, really nice.
We saw Hellgate yesterday, actually. Yeah. One of the guys behind it was sort of demoing it for us after
it
the Microsoft thing.
It could be sort of this generation's Diablo, I think. It's like, it's definitely got something special about it.
It's going to be years before it's out, though.
You think?
I think it's going to be a while. Yeah, they were talking about getting to beta this year, and that's like their big goal.
This year?
That was like the goal yesterday was like, we're hoping to get to beta this year, because the guy asked him, well, are you guys going to ship this year, holiday 2006? And he's like, I'd like to get to beta this year.
Wow.
Yeah. What's up, CGW cover story? Again?
Anything else on 360? They had Time Shift on a couple of pods. That looked okay, but not awesome.
No, I played it. Not so much. I was going to not talk about it.
You weren't going to talk about it?
It's really boring. And, like, the first mission that they have you do, it's a first-person shooter, but, like, you're in first-person mode for a hot second, and you hop in a truck, and it's this rail shooting driving sequence for, like, part of the rest of the level.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked the guy, I was like, why are we doing this? I was like, why are we... I was like, is this the whole game? Is the game about, like, riding shotgun and shooting stuff? He's like, no, this is just, you know, one part of it. This is the only time it appears in the whole game. And I was like, oh, well, you know, maybe next time we should have a demo that has some more first-person shooting and less of this shitty stuff. And the guy who was, like, pitching it to me was like, yeah, it's really cool, man. You can totally, like, you can stop time and, like, blow people's heads up, but their heads don't blow off till you start time again. And that is an awesome game mechanic. No, I'm serious. That's exactly what he said. And I was like, what the fuck am I listening to? And I was like, I don't even want to write about this game. So, I don't...
I think the best game on PC that I've seen so far isn't on the Microsoft booth. Huxley? Have you caught a glimpse of that yet?
Tomorrow, I'm with WebZen. Tomorrow,
one hell of a game.
I can't wait.
It's an MMO,
Yeah.
But it's a shooter. But so it's got all these hub worlds where you go and you do all the trading and all the role-playing stuff. And then you go on these missions with these huge crews of people, and it's sort of more like a first-person shooter type mechanic. But it's third and first-person. It's got really badass weapons and vehicles. So it's got a bit of Battlefield about it, a bit of MMO about it, a bit of sort of Unreal Tournament kind of vibe to it, all using the Unreal 3 engine.
Gorgeous. Yeah, it's one of the
games. They have this huge area with, like, I think it's like 16, 20-something pods all the way around it, all in a big ring, and everyone's playing Huxley in a game together. And then they have Sun in another ring.
Yeah, I'm doing both of those tomorrow. I was lucky enough to get both. Sun looks good. We'll see. It's one of those, like, Korean...
We'll talk a bit more about that tomorrow, then.
Hopefully.
Okay, you want more? You got more? You're pointing at things.
I was going to point at Nintendo, because I spent, like, most of the afternoon there.
I think everyone wants to talk about Nintendo.
Fired up.
Who wants to go first? Go on, Jeremy. You've not said much yet.
Well, you know, I haven't... I'm keeping to that religious thing against next-gen consoles. I haven't actually braved the three-hour-long line for the Wii. So all I've looked at, really, is their handheld stuff, which I have to say...
You should go get your press badge. You can skip it.
Oh, I've got a press badge, but, you know, that would require me to, like, have enough time to actually go over there. I had other assignments, so I can take that up with Garnet about putting me on the wrong stuff. But I did get a chance to look at all the DS stuff, and it's...
Jeremy on Nintendo is the wrong stuff.
Yeah. Ouch. Garnet did awesome for me. No complaints. I got, you know,
shit. That was Garnet's call, so who knows. But the handheld stuff is looking really good.
Yeah.
That's not what everyone cares about right now, but, I mean, it's just nice to see the DS is continuing to mature as a system, and the software continues to be solid. It's sometimes a little bit of innovative, but mostly it's just good stuff.
What stuff stood out for you?
Well, largely on just personal preferences, Yoshi's Island 2, because I completely love Yoshi's Island for Super NES. It's like my favorite platformer ever. And the sequel is basically the same game, but with some new mechanics. You can use different babies to tote around, and they give you different abilities. And then the second screen is used just as a second screen, so you can, like, see hazards and stuff at the top.
Right.
It's nothing terribly exciting, but it looks like a really good game.
Cool.
It was great to see Elite Beat Agents, a.k.a. Owen Dan, just because everyone is crazy about the Japanese version of the rhythm game where you're, like, male cheerleaders trying to tell everyone to do their best. It's kind of surprising that they brought that over to the U.S., actually.
Yeah.
But it's fun. It's quality.
Are you? What did you say?
The Wii. Got my hands on it.
You got your hands on the Wii?
Yeah, we had a little guided tour. It was awesome.
Yeah?
Yeah, we went with the 1UP show. Skip, me, Jane, and Cesar went, and we played Legend of Zelda, Wii Tennis, the Wii Symphony thing from the display, which is like a tech demo, and I'll get to that again in a second. And then, what else, Skip?
Madden, I played.
Skip played Madden.
Red Steel.
Oh, yeah, we did Red Steel, which was exactly what I was afraid it would be.
No,
well, the thing, like, Jane and I were talking about it, and we weren't talking about it on camera or anything, but it's like the notion in Red Steel is that you're still confined to shooting in one direction, the direction that you're looking. And for FPS players, we're not used to that. We used to be able to look in one direction and turn and, like, not have our whole body turned, but just turn to look and then shoot. And so what you're doing is you're losing an axis, and that's primitive, and that's regressive.
But isn't that kind of what the point of having two wavy things?
You'd think so, but it kind of looks like if they turned Time Crisis into a game where you could move around. That's basically what you'd get. Oh, and then they gave you a sword so you can, like, cut off people's heads.
Yeah. So that was the hate, now the love. Wii Tennis was great.
Yeah.
Skip and I played. It was great. It was just a lot of fun. The motion is simple. It's obvious. You hold the thing just like you hold a tennis racket. You turn it in your hand. You can affect spin, and it's great. It's a riot.
Now, I have a question about that. Just based on what I saw yesterday at the Nintendo conference, can you actually move your person around the court, or do they run automatically for you?
They run automatically. So that's like
all you're doing is hitting.
That's the most
difficult
part.
You don't think that's too simplistic?
I don't think it needs to be complicated. I think
you got to wave your arms around and pretend you're hitting it. Could you hear the ball in the?
It was loud as hell. Like, the kids were squealing because the 1UP show and Jane was there, and man, it was just a fucking bad scene. One dude came and got like an autograph and a picture. Wow. I was like, wow. Skip looked a little jealous.
Nobody wanted a Luke Smith photograph?
No, just this dude.
Was Skip wearing his shades?
Yeah, he had them on the whole time.
Oh.
And then Skip played Zelda, and it was really harrowing watching him play. And he can't respond right now, but so I can just tell. Like, Skip using the rev mode to, like, shoot stuff with the arrow mode. Fucking sad.
All the people I know that have played that game said that firing the bow and arrow is almost impossible. Skip needs a mic. Skip a mic.
It was just hilarious watching him. And, like, the Nintendo rep is looking at me, like, cracking jokes about Skip. I was chortling.
Defend yourself, Skip.
I did start out really bad because it was really, really awkward. And I think with a lot of the Revolution games that I started to play, it takes a while for your brain to adjust to it. And Zelda, especially, because we're so used to, like, Wind Waker and Ocarina playing in this specific way. And it doesn't translate right away from going from the controller to separating the controller with your two hands, and you're trying to do the motion stuff and you're trying to do the traditional Zelda controls at the same time right away. So pulling back on the arrow, you have to, like, the bow and arrow was set to the D-pad down, so you have to hold the D-pad down, otherwise it wouldn't pull back.
So you hold it while
you hold the D-pad
it.
in the right remote, and that pulls back the bow, and then that engages the aiming mechanism, and you aim with, I think it was, the right hand.
I don't know what you were aiming with, because the aiming was fucking sad.
I got better.
No, you did. By the time you beat the boss, which was like a half hour later, and like all these motherfuckers are watching the 1UP show, like, get filmed and get made, and seeing Skip just fucking just...
That is a look of absolute hatred. That
wow. I'm going to cut your mic.
You're going to get your ass beat at the party tonight.
I'm going to cut your mic.
That's cool. As long as
someone's
something
getting thrown in the pool.
But when I got to the boss battle, I was getting used to it, and it was really cool because it was like big colossus looking guy, and he had chains on his ankles. So of course you shoot your arrow at his glowing eye, and then he slows down, and then you have to grab the chains on his feet, and you switch to your metal boots, and then you pull back on the metal boots, and you, like, pull his legs out from under him. That knocks him down, and then that exposes his eye again, and then you go to your swords and you kill him, you finish him off. It's a very standard Zelda type battle, but.
Do the controls feel integrated, or do they feel kind of bolted on?
I think if you play the GameCube version, you'll get by just fine. Like, you don't need to play the Wii version.
So what are you going to play it on?
GameCube version, probably.
Really?
What's up?
Yeah. 2 out of 4.
Can you play the Wii version like the GameCube version? I mean, is there a way to not wave the controller around?
So. You don't have to do the sword attacks with
the Z-lock thing, right?
Yeah, it has Z-lock and it has Z-targeting, and you can do, like, special sword moves with the nunchuck. You twirl it, or you do like a 360 motion, and that'll do your swirl attack. And you go up and down, and that'll do like a diving, like a sword stab from above.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have to do it. But I just think it'd be more comfortable with the traditional Zelda controls.
Yeah.
It's not bad. I mean, it just takes a lot of getting used to it.
It sort of looks like when people are playing, like we watched Jane play Super Mario Galaxy.
Yep.
Which we talked, I don't know if we talked about it yesterday on the air or off. I was concerned whether or not Super Mario Galaxy was like a true Super Mario game.
Yeah, we mentioned it
okay,
briefly yesterday.
Or if it was like the Luigi's Mansion of the Mario series. And yeah. I thought that was a perfectly fair question.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the guy that took us around, do you remember his name?
James.
James. Yeah. He was great. But he confirmed that is indeed like the true next iteation of the Mario games.
That's 128 or whatever it was going to be.
He didn't say that's 128, but I mean, that's the next full-fledged Mario game. And watching Jane play it, whenever you're watching people playing with the Wii for the first time, it's really awkward because like they're like it's not like when people are regularly playing games they look totally normal. Like when they're playing with the Wii, like it contort and like I mean just learning some shit and like.
Yeah.
And then I played the Symphony game, which is not a game yet, and they were very adamant on saying it's not a game. It's a tech demo.
We're gonna launch a campaign to
the
make
Wii
it a
Music
full game.
Symphony or whatever that's what it's called.
Yeah, something.
And it's great. But it's like it's typical Nintendo in that it's a great idea that's only scratching the surface. You have the remote.
Yeah.
And the remote is only working off of the accelerometer for this game. They're not using the actual cursor on the screen. But what they should do, and what they better do, is you have your Symphony in front of you and you're directing them. So that's the accelerometer. And then you keep it pointed at the screen and you hit the A button and then you point to a section. And then with the nunchuck stick, you control their crescendo. So then you're using both hands. You're like more strings. So you point at the strings, hit the A button. You focus on the strings, and then you want them to get louder, and then they'll get louder in the track. And then
this is what you want.
That's what I want. Yeah, this is not what the fucking thing does.
What does it actually do right now?
The thing does some
now?
Primitive shit. You stand there, and you can like basically wave your arm. You can just tap.
So what
your
Miyamoto
arm
was
down.
Doing at the press conference? I mean, that it was just, you just wave your arm around.
That was for show. Yeah, he was doing it for show. But like that's the thing. Like at the core, like that's a simple idea that they're doing and. They're doing it well, but like if they extend it and take it that extra step,
yeah.
That's an awesome game, and that's a game that like so you have this game, and imagine like a Guitar Heroes where you're getting scores, and your scores you're unlocking
yeah.
different themes, like themes from classical music, maybe like get some licensed movie themes, mm-hmm. you know, a little Star
yeah.
Wars, get some game themes, some like.
There's so much potential there with music. Like they had a drum demo playing like really loud while you were trying to play the Symphony game, and it didn't really mesh really well, but. There's so much potential to like have like a full like band series. Like the way they have Wii Sports, you do Wii Music and have drums, you can have guitar, you can have all this fun stuff. So I hope they do it, and I'm going to campaign till.
No, I'm going to write about it and bitch about it and email Perrin about it and
yeah.
just harass dudes. I'm just going to just zerg emails. It's going to be a form email.
I think Jeremy wants me to take any given mic back.
Yeah.
Bye, Skip.
Bye.
Love you. Put your sunglasses back on.
Yeah, I was just going to say that it sounds like the Wii Symphony game would be a perfect kind of fit for that Band Brothers that they announced for DS like a million years ago and then never brought to the U.S., where you're basically like performing a single instrument and you play with friends and you like create these compositions together. I mean, if you have four people on your Wii... If you have four people playing,
you're having a good day.
Yeah. Right on. You can each play a different instrument and kind of, you know, join together this sort of chorale.
Right.
That would be awesome.
I was talking with a friend of mine about that, and he was like, "That'd be stupid, dude. Just why don't you get a band and like, you know, get a dude to play drums? Don't have him play it on the Wii." And
I think
like,
you need new friends.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I said too. I was like, "You're fired from the band." So if Nintendo takes the Wii in that direction, then stuff like that will be great, compelling software. I guess they just announced today a Trauma Center game is going to come for the Wii.
Yeah, second operation.
Which is totally foreseeable, but totally awesome.
Yeah.
Totally awesome. So.
WarioWare.
Oh, yeah, did you see WarioWare? I've heard good things about it, but not seen it.
Skip played it, I guess.
Oh. It's WarioWare, it's fun.
He says it's WarioWare and it's fun, which I guess that's all you really
that's
need
what
to
you
say
really
about
need to know,
WarioWare. Yeah.
Yeah,
like, there was this really cool minigame, and then you describe it and people think you're high.
Yeah. WarioWare is probably one of Nintendo's best ideas just because it's like these quick little bursts of gameplay ideas. So whenever they bring out some insane new technology, they basically do all the developers' work for them, all the third parties. They're like, here's what you can do, and here's what you can do, and here's what you can do. So now everyone can look at WarioWare and actually build fulfilling games around that beyond just the micro games.
Yeah, I have one thing before we sign off for the day. I talked with James about the Virtual Console, and Nintendo's not like officially talking about it yet. So
really, what?
Yeah, well, they're not officially talking about this part of it. He likened it to Microsoft's marketplace for new games, for like indie games.
Awesome.
And there's gonna be, Nintendo hasn't rolled it out yet officially, so it's like this is just still like just he and I talking about it. And he said that that's sort of like what they would like to see. Like they want the Virtual Console to be something that developers can sort of come to with Wii ideas and give it a test on it on the Wii, so that like you'll have like a mini version of whatever, and you know you'll get to go to the Virtual Console, play it, and if it does well, then maybe Nintendo options it and makes it a full fledged piece of software, and that's awesome. Anytime you're giving new developers a chance to sort of shine on a console like that, I love it.
Lower the bar for developers, like in terms of cost and difficulty.
Exactly, yeah. And so that's something like I'm really excited now, more than like someone came in here earlier today and was like, "Oh, did you see on the Virtual Console you can play Sonic the Hedgehog?" Like, yeah. Great, dude. I'll just fucking plug in my Genesis. I don't give a shit about that.
Oh, it's bonk, but you can't use the Rev-mote make his head smash into dinosaurs, so who cares? Play it on TurboGrafx.
Exactly. Get off your lazy ass once every 6 months when you feel like playing Sonic the Hedgehog and play it. Don't support the tyranny and the bullshit that is fucking buying the same game 8 times in a row, you retards.
All right.
Shush. I love you.
I just have one question before we go.
Yeah.
Who is this Nintendo you keep talking about?
The company that's going to finish ahead of Sony if they keep their prices so high.
Yeah. Oh, snap. All right, so tonight we're going to go and see some more of the Microsoft stuff. We're going to see some more on Nintendo. Is there anything else that we haven't talked about on Sony yet? Joe, have you got any more stuff to see on Sony?
PSP
stuff? Have you seen PSP yet?
Just a little bit. Played Ace Combat. It's Ace Combat. Played SOCOM. It's SOCOM.
Okay.
Did you do Killzone?
Liberation. Played Killzone. It's
that's Contra as well, isn't it?
Contra.
Is that, well, remember that old like top-down arcade
shooter?
How
many times do we have to play the same fucking game?
Dude, anyway, way more. So, Virtual Console.
A question for the message board. Anything you want to throw out there?
Oh, God.
I mean, the feedback from yesterday just seemed to be, you know, just tell us about more and more stuff. Nintendo, anything from Nintendo?
Our next show, next Friday, we'll take all the feedback.
Okay, so yeah, Skip said, like, next Friday we're gonna go through all the feedback from this week, and we're going to try and do a show with a lot of that feedback in it. I think today, just let us know what you think, and if there's anything that you want to just try and check out before Friday's show.
Or if there's anything you want us to check out.
Yeah.
If there's something that you're dying to hear.
There's a thing you've heard about, read news about, we'll go out onto the floor and we'll try and find out about it, and maybe we'll snap some pictures and put it on the message board. And
so this week, it's really for tomorrow, it's make one up yours.
Exactly. Ooh, I like that.
So tell us what you want to do. We'll get on it.
We live to serve.
Great. Well, thanks very much. We'll be back tomorrow, maybe with another different cast.
I think I might still be here. Sorry.
And we're out.